Today we're looking at a paper titled Social Dynamics as Critical Vulnerabilities That Undermine Objective Decision-Making in LLM Collectives. By LLM collectives, the authors mean groups or ensembles of language models that interact, exchange outputs, or jointly make decisions in multi-agent settings. The central claim is that social dynamics, things like conformity, influence hierarchies, or signaling, can create vulnerabilities that pull collective decisions away from objective criteria, and that matters for systems used today.
In this paper, the authors frame social dynamics as behavioral patterns that emerge when models interact, then study those patterns in collective decision tasks rather than isolated benchmarks. Conceptually, they examine interactions and how consensus can form even when it reduces objective accuracy, highlighting a different failure mode than individual model error. The novelty is shifting focus from model accuracy to emergent group behavior and treating social influence as a measurable source of vulnerability.
That matters now because we're increasingly deploying ensembles, voting systems, and multi-agent pipelines in production for things like decision support and coordination, where collective outputs carry operational weight. If group dynamics steer outcomes away from objective signals, teams could see systematic bias, reduced reliability, or brittle behavior under distribution shift. The high-level research question, then, is how prevalent and transferable these social vulnerabilities are across common collective setups.
So the episode is set. The paper asks whether interaction-level dynamics in model collectives can undermine objective decision-making, and why that poses a practical risk for ensemble and multi-agent deployments. Next, we'll unpack how the authors study this and what evidence they provide. Jamie will walk us through the methods and findings in the following segment.
The authors set up controlled collective decision tasks where multiple LLMs interact, exchange outputs, or vote iteratively to reach a group answer. They vary interaction patterns to observe when consensus forms and whether that consensus aligns with objective ground truth. The emphasis is on emergent social behaviors like conformity and influence rather than isolated model accuracy.
So they simulate group interactions and measure how consensus compares to ground truth answers, focusing on dynamics such as influence and conformity. Thanks, Jamie. I'll hand this over to Mark to discuss practical implications for deployments.
This is directly relevant to ensembles, voting systems, and multi-agent pipelines used for decision support and coordination in production. Teams often assume aggregation improves reliability, but these social dynamics can produce correlated errors or biased consensus that undermine that assumption. That makes monitoring and design choices essential in operational settings.
Empirically, the paper reports cases where interaction reduces objective accuracy compared with isolated outputs, and it examines how different exchange patterns and influence structures change outcomes. The novelty lies in treating these patterns as measurable vulnerabilities distinct from single model failures. That framing opens new evaluation axes for collective systems.
In short, the paper reframes ensembles as interactive systems with their own failure modes, rather than simply collections of independent predictors. That perspective is a key contribution compared to prior ensemble or multi-agent work.
For detection, the paper points to indicators like the gap between majority decision and ground truth accuracy, shifts in individual versus group confidence, and rapid convergence that doesn't improve correctness. Tracking which agents disproportionately sway the group can also reveal undue influence. Those kinds of metrics are practical signals for groupthink or social bias.
How transferable this is to production depends on model diversity, prompt formats, and real-world data shifts. Differences in those factors will change how dynamics manifest. Teams should validate on their own stacks with held-out tasks that reflect real inputs and expect a simulation to production gap. Operationally, build monitoring that compares aggregated outputs to trusted validators continuously.
The authors are explicit about limitations. Experiments are in controlled decision tasks and don't capture every interactive or multimodal scenario. They avoid broad generalizations, presenting these as illustrative failure modes and diagnostic approaches rather than universal laws. That scoped approach helps prioritize where to test next.
They also discuss practical mitigations, such as increasing opinion diversity, restricting iterative opinion sharing, and using calibrated aggregation weights based on validation performance. I'll hand this back to Mark to talk about which mitigations to prioritize in practice.
Start with low-cost measures. Monitor divergence between group decisions and baseline validators, run canary tasks to detect sudden consensus shifts, and apply simple weighting or randomization to reduce dominant influence. Incrementally introduce more structural changes, like limiting cross-model polling only if diagnostics show persistent vulnerabilities. Those steps give early warning without large engineering overhead.
Interpretation should be careful. The results demonstrate plausible and measurable failure modes and a set of diagnostics, but they don't prove every collective will fail the same way. Extending evaluations to richer tasks and heterogeneous agent populations is the natural next step for research. For now, the paper supplies actionable ways to measure and mitigate social vulnerabilities.
That summarizes the technical and practical implications: experimental approach, evidence of group-level failures, metrics to detect them, limitations to keep in mind, and reasonable mitigations teams can try. Mark will take these insights into the operational takeaways in the next segment.
For practitioners, focus first on monitoring signals that the paper highlights: gaps between majority decisions and trusted validators, unusually fast convergence, and agents that consistently sway outcomes. Run canary tasks and compare aggregated outputs to baseline validators to detect sudden consensus shifts. Prioritize lightweight mitigations that give quick feedback before heavy re-engineering.
From a research perspective, remember the experiments are controlled decision tasks, so treat findings as illustrative failure modes rather than universal laws. Useful metrics include majority versus ground truth gaps, per agent influence weights, and convergence speed relative to correctness gains. Extending evaluations to heterogeneous agents and realistic inputs is the next step to assess transferability.
In terms of mitigations, start with simple fixes. Introduce or preserve model diversity, apply calibrated weighting based on validation performance, and add randomness or throttling to iterative opinion sharing. Use A/B testing and staged rollouts to measure impact on real tasks before committing to architectural changes. If diagnostics still flag issues, consider structural changes like limiting cross-model polling or adding human validation gates.
So teams should validate their own stacks with targeted diagnostics, prefer incremental changes that are measurable, and treat these social vulnerabilities as part of system risk modeling. The paper gives a practical set of metrics and mitigations to start with rather than one-size-fits-all solutions.
Be mindful of operational trade-offs. Increasing diversity or human oversight raises cost and latency, and weighting schemes require reliable validation data. Design monitoring to be lightweight and actionable, and reserve heavier interventions for persistent or high-impact failures. Keep change management and rollback plans ready when altering aggregation logic.
For ongoing research, look for studies that benchmark social vulnerability across more tasks, agent types, and multimodal settings, and for standardized diagnostics teams can adopt. The paper's diagnostics are a practical starting point, but broad evaluation will clarify where these vulnerabilities matter most. Collaboration between researchers and operators will speed up useful, deployable solutions.
Today, we reviewed how social dynamics in LLM collectives can create measurable vulnerabilities, the controlled evidence the authors present, and practical steps teams can take to detect and mitigate group-level failures. To finish, a quick reminder: the podcast is available on Spotify. Search for ArcSiv LLM Daily. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.